Welcome to Time with Abba, Depression Out, Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is July 19th, Friday. 2019, day 200. Today's topic. Be strong and courageous and do the work. Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace, and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The Word Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 76 verses 1 to 9, 1 Chronicles chapter 28 verse 1 to chapter 29 verse 30, Romans chapter 5 verses 6 to 21. Proverbs 19, verses 18 to 19. Today's main passage. That's from 1 Chronicles, chapter 28, verses 9 to 12, and then 19 to 21. David said, "And you, my son Solomon, acknowledge the God of your father and serve him with wholehearted devotion and with a willing mind. For the Lord searches every heart and understands every desire and every thought. If you seek Him, He will be found by you. But if you forsake Him, He will reject you forever. Consider now, for the Lord has chosen you to build a house as the sanctuary. Be strong and do the work." Then David gave his son Solomon the plans for the portico of the temple, its buildings, its storerooms, its upper parts, its inner rooms, and the place of atonement. He gave him the plans of all that the Spirit had put in his mind for the courts of the temple of the Lord and all the surrounding rooms, for the treasures of the temple of God, and for the treasures for the dedicated things. Verse 19. All this, David said, I have in writing as a result of the Lord's hand on me, and He enabled me to understand all the details of the plan. David also said to Solomon, his son, be strong and courageous and do the work. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord God, my God, is with you. He will not fail you or forsake you until all the work for the service of the temple of the Lord is finished. The divisions of the priests and Levites are ready for all the work on the temple of God, and every willing person skilled in any craft will help you in all the work. The officials and all the people will obey your every command. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to Him. My listening. Today, when I was having time with Abba and also during Holy Communion, I heard a voice from the Lord as loud as thunder saying to me, "Be strong and courageous. It's time to do the work." Even now, when I was typing, and when I was recording, tears come down like waterfall. And I know that it is Jesus speaking to me. Have you got this kind of experience before? When Jesus talked to you like this, do you know what you need to do? Do you have the courage to do the things Jesus commands you to do? Please use a few minutes to read carefully today's 1 Chronicles chapter 28 verse 1 to chapter 29 verse 30. I trust that from today's passage you know that when Jesus asks you to do something, those things are usually beyond your capacity. But Jesus has prepared everything for you to do that mission impossible. Just like how David prepared for his son Solomon, or how Moses prepared for Joshua. The same situation is what Moses and David said, the same message. Be strong and courageous, because God is with you. Be strong and courageous. It's time to do the work. Have you got that now? Let's pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to be strong and courageous so that we can catch your timing to do your work. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what kind of inspiration and calling have you received from today's message? Number two, what is the next one step for you? To be strong and courageous so that you can catch God's timing to do his work. Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.